Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I love being able to do this program again. I'm delighted to be here with you. But we've got some very challenging readings today that we need to take a look at. The first one is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings, and for all in authority. I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone. And then he specifies, for kings, for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. Brothers and sisters, that's a very important, right there at the beginning, this first letter of Timothy. It's a very, very important admonition and request that he gives us. We should be praying. We should be praying for our pastor. We should be praying for our president. We should be praying for the teachers of our children. If you have children in schools, pray for the teachers. Even if you don't have children in school, pray for the teachers as well. Teachers who teach catechism for many people, the teachers who teach them their various subjects that they're studying, all of that, whether it's secular or whether it's religious, all of it needs to be enfolded in the presence of Christ, because everything either leads us closer to Jesus or takes us away from Jesus. And we want so much for all those we love and for ourselves, that we may draw closer to him, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. And isn't that it, brothers and sisters? You know, we can say, oh, I don't know what's coming. I don't know. I don't care. I'll just pay attention to today. It's important to know where you're going. You know that. And we want to be on our way to heaven. The major way is offering prayer that God would strengthen us, that he would inspire us, that he would lead us to other people in our lives who can lead us closer to him. Everything, Lord, help us. We do our normal activities as a wife, as a mother, husband, father. We do all the things that are expected of us. But God wants to touch you deep in your own personal being. He wants to draw you closer to himself. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. Brothers and sisters, do you thank God every day for his Son, Jesus Christ, and for what he did for us? Do you take time to thank Jesus every day, just even saying, thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me? If you can spend it a little longer, just look at the different facets of his life and see that he suffered them all for you. It wasn't for a mass of people, not in God's mind. God saw you, who you were, what your strengths were, what your weaknesses are. He knew you, and he loved you, and loves you right now. And this first reading goes on to say, this was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth. I am not lying. Teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, says Timothy, that in every place the men should pray, all of us should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. You know, we might have come out of a difficult business meeting. We might be in a classroom that's very, very challenging to us. We might be at work that's rather dull and boring, but it's needed to support the family. We could be in all kinds of quandaries and situations at any moment. But just turn to the Lord. Just turn to him. Because it is, the reading said, it is my wish then that in every place the men should pray, the women should pray, the children should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. Bring everything to the Lord and say, Lord, please help me with this situation or that. Or don't just, if you don't have any concerns right now, blessed be God, then bring yourself that you want to draw closer to the Lord. How can I draw closer to the Lord? We don't turn to him just when we're in a quandary or catastrophe of some kind. We turn to him day in and day out, saying, Lord, what do you want of me today? How can I serve you today? And in serving God, you will serve humankind, but you'll serve yourself in a certain way too, because you'll be doing what God wants you to do. It is my wish then that in every place the men should pray. That does not exclude the women. Men and women should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. Just quiet your soul and come before the Lord. Come before him with your prayers, your petitions, and your thanksgiving. He will hear you, and he will answer. The responsorial psalm, Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. Listen to that. Hear the sound of my pleading when I cry to you, lifting up my hands toward your holy shrine. You know, when we come to pray, we don't come to say, well, I want this and I want that, or make this happen or make that happen. You say, Lord, I want your will, your way. I know that you know my circumstances. I do want your will, your way, Lord. So please help me, Lord. Help me to open my heart to you so that I'm really a good disciple and servant of you, so that whatever you ask of me, if it brings me immediately joy and glory, blessed be God. If it's something that God asks me to do that I would rather not, Lord, then come please and help me, guide me, show me, rather than just getting angry and walking away. Just, Lord, help me, show me. Or if we're afraid, help me, Lord, give me courage to do this. Give me hope when I speak this word. Whatever it may be, whatever you think that you should say to someone, the responsorial psalm says, The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I find help. Then my heart exalts and with my song I give him thanks. The Lord is the strength of his people, the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people, bless your inheritance, feed them, and carry them forever. So we pray for one another. We don't just pray for ourselves or someone very close to us, though we should do that daily. But pray for our enemies. Pray for our friends. Just keep steadily praying, and you will be amazed what God will do. You say, well, I prayed and nothing happened, so I quit. Isn't that what we do? You know, if we don't have an immediate answer, it's, oh, Lord, I can't do this. Are you really there? Or am I speaking to a deaf ear? Just open your heart and say, Lord, teach me who you are. Show me. Help me to bring to you everything, Lord, in which I need help. I need insight. I need wisdom or courage or perseverance. Give me what it is that I need. And the responsorial psalm says, Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. He has heard my prayer. Just keep praying it. Ask him to show you what he wants and the grace to embrace it. He will give it to you, or the grace to rejoice. There are many things that make us happy. Bring them to the Lord. Thank him for them. Not just the discouraging or difficult times in life, and there certainly are many of those, and God wants you to bring them to him. But also when things go well, taking time to thank the Lord, turning to him, blessing him that he provided for you and your family in such a way. Always turn to him in every circumstance. And the gospel for today is the gospel of Luke, Chapter 7, verses 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us. He's done good deeds. He's reached out. He's helped others. And now they're coming for him, and they're asking that the Lord would take care of him. And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself. I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. I say to one, go, and he goes; to another, come here, and he comes; and to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." Servants, other people do what he asks them to do, but this man has faith. He turns to Jesus, and because he did, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Brothers and sisters, there are so many people in so many ways who serve us. There's so many people who come to us asking for help for this and for that. And if we can give them the help, blessed be God. But we pray for them. That's the first thing we do when somebody tells us they're in need in some way, whether it's physical or mental, emotional, whatever it is. We turn to the Lord first and say, "Lord, what would you have me do? How can I do this?" Or you could say to him, "Lord, I can do this. Do you want me to do this or something else?" Just give the Lord a few minutes. What you say may very well what he wants you to do. Be very good in doing it. But ask him. Give him the opportunity. He might want to use you as an instrument in someone else's life. And this is the time it can happen. Always go to the Lord and just say, "Lord, what would you have me do? What would you have me say? How can I help? What can I do?" Ask him with confidence. Ask him with assurance. God will hear you. Brothers and sisters, Saints Cornelius and Cyprian were bishops at one point in Rome who both were martyred for the faith. They both of them were martyred, one in 252 and the other one in 258. They were martyred, and their names are still invoked in the Roman canon in the very first Eucharistic prayer. Brothers and sisters, there really are saints who have gone before us, and they're sharing with us their wisdom. Please, I beg you, take some time to just read through these readings today. And you say, "Oh, yeah, I know that, I know that." No, read it as if it were given to you. I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone. Do you do that? For those in authority, do you do that? For your family, do you do that daily? Think about these things. May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.